Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Kyle Van Noy. And first of all, congratulations on having a great game last game. And talk about just coming here to New England. What's it been like for you?
That's a difficult question just because there's so many different variables that play into that on the field, off the field, moving all your stuff here as well as shipping it back to where I stay in the off season. So,
Where do you stay in the off season?
I stay at a couple of spots actually. My wife works a lot during the off season, so we're in Miami and Los Angeles, but we have a home in Salt Lake, so we call that home.
Wow, yeah. So you're all over the place.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
How do you like New England?
I like it so far. Football-wise, it's been amazing. The people have been great to us. Everybody's helped us, has put a lending hand out to help us, and, you know, the coaches have done a great job of picking spots for me to play, focusing, zero on, and then the players, oh, man, they've been awesome to me and just, you know, had open arms to me to help and to get caught up.
Who's been your most helpful player, teammate?
I wouldn't zero in on just one. Okay. I think it's been a group of guys such as Shea and Hightower, and then Chung and McCourty at the safety roles helped me with coverage wise, and then, you know, Long and Nico has helped out a bunch with the rushes.
So it's a close knit group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is, and they have a good core group of guys, but, you know, all in all, you know, we're playing well defensively, and we hope to continue that.
How'd you have to pick things up in midseason?
How?
Yeah.
I don't know how. Just one day at a time, really. That's been the biggest key for me. Just take one day at a time, one rep, and then, you know, figure it out from there.
Well, you are figuring it out. Let's go over that last game because you get a sack and you picked off an interception as well. Talk about those plays and how you came about with those.
I was at the right spot, the right time, and the Jabal hit the quarterback's hand, and it kind of fell into my lap a little bit. I had to make a little adjustment,
but you made it.
Yeah, I made the play, and that's what counts on the stat sheet.
You know, and turnovers are few and far between on this team, but this team's starting to come around. You're starting to force those turnovers. Those are big plays on defense, right?
Yeah, we try to emphasize that at practice every day, and, you know, it's cool to see the turnover from the practice field onto the real life when the live bowlers are going.
Do you feel more comfortable now as the weeks go by?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have my role on the team that, you know, the guys respect me as a player and kind of figuring me out how I play and, you know, my character, and you know, I just want to help out the team win at the end of the day, and that's what matters to me. And, you know, to at a place here, they want to win, and so I have that mentality. And to, like I said earlier, with the group of guys, you know, they've been awesome to me, and I'm just very grateful.
Well, Baltimore's next, right?
Yeah,
that's not gonna be a picnic.
No, it's not. It's gonna be a great game. It's gonna be a good battle. They're a great team. You know, it'll be good going against an old friend of mine, Dennis Pitta, get after him a little bit, you know, touch some helmets together and get after it. So it'll be good.
Hey, thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it.
Kyle Van Noy, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.